Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone, and I am telling you what a difference a day makes. We are back to sunshine here in Connecticut. You know, yesterday morning we were experiencing snow and rain, so I'm excited to see the sunshine and can't wait to get outside. Yes, I am back on the air this morning, and again, I'm going to go ahead and say happy birthday to a New Day radio show. As you know, for the month of April, we are celebrating 6 years here on the broadcast, and I have my honored guest on hanging out with me in the virtual green room. She was one of the guests yesterday, and because of the power outage we had, her time was shortened. So I like to keep my word, so I invite her back this morning so we can continue the dialogue. And in a moment, I will be bringing on live my colleague and friend, Talia Stovall, in a minute.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
You know, I am sure that we have been keeping our word for these past 6 years of being more than a friend, and we want to continue to be more than a friend. And for that reason, I want to extend an invitation to you to follow us on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, on Facebook, Facebook.com, Dynamic Daphne. And we also have a fan page, a New Day Radio fan page there on Facebook. So check it out. Also, I want to welcome guest 94 to the chat. You can always be a part of the conversation by calling 646-915-8166. And for those of you who sent me messages about not being able to access the episode for the 16th, which was yesterday, we are editing it as we speak. My dear friend in Panama is editing it for me because that's not a skill that I possess. So he's editing it for me. So before the end of the day, you will have access to that episode. And I want to remind you that for the month of our celebration, at least, we are trying to bump up the donation for the Empowering People Foundation, Inc. breakfast feeding program. And for those of you who are listening in archive, I want you to visit http://www.gofundme.com/(1)m3 and 8. I'm reaching out to you to help me. I'm looking at all the supporters I have and all the people I have on Facebook. My heavens, even if you all decide to give 50 cents, we will be able to launch the breakfast feeding program. So I'm speaking to you from my heart to your heart. I want you to help me make this happen. You never know, we might, one of the children that we are providing breakfast for in the future might end up be the Prime Minister of Jamaica or one of the doctors or somebody there who will be saving lives. So why don't you help me? Let us together pay it forward. And for those of you on Twitter, you can follow us. The not-for-profit is on Twitter at Carmel Empower and the letter U. CARMELEMPOWER and the letter U at twitter.com. So follow us there and help us to spread the word. So, but for those of you who are listening live, and you want to call in and pledge your donation. Call in and pledge your donation. Help us to make this happen. So with that being said, I want to bring on live my colleague and friend, Miss T. Grace herself, Talia Stovall. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Dynamic Daphne. How are you?
I am wonderful, wonderful. I didn't go to bed until around about 10 to 5 this morning.
Oh, my God.
at 2:30, I was on the phone speaking with somebody at GoDaddy, and she said, oh, it is such a pleasure to be talking to you. You are so bubbly and happy,
yes,
and excited. And I said, well, oh, that's the way I am. I said, it's 2:30 where I am. She said, what? Normally when people call us after midnight, they'll be grogging and everything. I said, no, that's not me. But,
no,
you know.
And isn't it exciting when you are in your purpose and you are happy all the time? You know, there's no such thing as, because what you do, you love. You know you're in your purpose. You know you're doing what God has planned for you. And it's all happiness.
Oh, yeah. It's just, you know, just the mere fact that we woke up this morning and we can be on the phone. In spite of what happened yesterday, you know, we are blessed with another day. And
yes.
I just want to let it be globally known that I'm excited that you have accepted the movie title.
Yes.
And that I will be generously rewarded in the
All
future.
Right. For those of you who may not know what we're laughing about, I was teasing Daphne yesterday because she's calling our episode the Talia Stovall story. I told her it sounds like a movie. So we're just going to see how this movie plays out.
Okay, now. We are putting it out there. The universe, the intention is known, and we're going to show up and receive the assignment.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, welcome back, my sister, and thanks for you know, carving out this time in your schedule today so we can continue the conversation.
Absolutely.
And
it's been a while, so we have lots to catch up on.
Yeah. Yesterday we got cut off. as a matter of fact, people who want to hear the first part can click in to yesterday's episode, and we are just going to continue from here because we were abruptly kicked off again because of power outage. But that's all right. A little power outage is not going to stop us.
No.
And I think when I got cut off was when I asked about you mentioning that you were doing some consulting work and now you're back in your element of being an entrepreneur. And I wanted to talk about that a little and what that particular assignment was like for you and why you had accepted it.
Okay, you're talking about when I was doing the contract training. My gift, as I learned the hard way, but I also found out by taking an assessment, which anybody who has not taken an assessment, there are so many out there, they are so recommended. It's accurate. It tells you how you're wiring, how you're wired. As a life purpose coach, I like to help people understand how they're wired. And how I'm wired, my natural gifts are writing and speaking and empowering people.
Mm-hmm.
Leadership is third, but teaching and empowering are my first gifts. So
mm-hmm.
that plays out in different ways in my life. Part of it is just being an author and being able to inspire people through my writing. Also mm-hmm. through speaking, teaching, and training. As you probably know, I teach at Columbia College here in Chicago, and I've taught at some mm-hmm. other colleges. And training, even though it was not a subject that I was interested in, I get my energy from teaching and training people. So part of why I accepted the assignment was because it gave me that opportunity to do that on a more regular basis. I was actually traveling mm-hmm. all over the country. I was as far east as Pennsylvania, as far west as Hawaii. And
mm-hmm.
I got new people. I'm a person who does not like to be in the same place all the time. So
mm-hmm.
I was in a different every day. I met new people every day, met new friends every day. I bond with people very easily. So by the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're hugging and, you know. So
yeah, exactly.
I
yeah.
really enjoyed that aspect of it, being able to meet new people, being able to teach them something, and just seeing a lot of the country. I went to places that I have, you know, I've seen a lot of little towns that look like Mayberry, the people have just been so nice everywhere I've gone. So
yeah.
I really enjoyed that aspect of it, but when it was done, I knew it was time for me to get back to focusing on my own. So then, I have been getting back into doing my own workshops, and the next book, as you know, is coming out soon, so
mm-hmm,
it's
mm-hmm.
time for me to get back into my purpose.
And, you know, I am so excited about how you have so eloquently explained this for us, and I deliberately asked that question because even when we are walking in our purpose and calling, there
mm-hmm.
are lessons that we need to learn. And sometimes those lessons really does not present themselves in our immediate surroundings or environment. And we got to trust the universe enough when it assigns us someplace else to be obedient in going even when we don't know why.
Right.
And that's what I heard that happened because I know you have bless those people, but I am sure that they have blessed you 10 times over.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know?
And I had finished writing the book while I was doing the traveling. It was in editing mode. And
mm-hmm.
I had to pack another story. There was the most phenomenal woman. She was 90 years old that I met in Nebraska at an airport.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was an airport that had maybe one gate. There were maybe
mm-hmm.
seven of us. Plane. And this woman
mm-hmm.
was phenomenal that I had the book is Lightbulb Moments, 75 Lessons for Everyday Living. I actually sneaked in a 76th one because as I was talking to this lady, she was so amazing and her outlook on life was so positive and amazing at 90 years old that I just had to write about her. So we're talking and I'm writing and she's noticing that I was writing. And so I explained to her that I was going to include this story of just our conversation, our interaction in the next book. But then I thought about it after I got home. I said, she's 90 years old. I want her to be able to read it, so I sneaked it into the current book. But there were just so many experiences that I had just not only in life, but just on that particular assignment, things that I saw, places that I went that just inspired me and gave me so many more light bulb moments. So like you said, you never know what's coming out of, you know, where you're placed in life at a particular time. You never know what that's going to yield later on.
And this is just an affirmation to what the Spirit had just showed me, for you to state that. You thought the book was finished, but you needed that one. That's one final story to close this book out. And had you not been obedient in taking that assignment, you would have missed out on that. You know, entrepreneurs need to understand that we need to just turn up and be extremely flexible. Because if we keep wanting to do the same things we have always done, and if we continue to want to depend on ourselves, nothing is going to happen. We have to be able to be receptive and be open to spirit and allow the flow to come through us, and we are going to be experiencing success and rewards and compensation like we have never seen before. Because when you took that assignment, had you already won the contest from Hay House?
Yes, I had. So yeah, I found out my first book I self-published, and that's a pretty quick process. But when you are actually get a publishing deal, it's a long process from when you actually finish the book until the book comes out. So I did some time while I was waiting. I never understood that how many rounds of editing there are. Every time I thought we were, there was a different kind of editing or a different something, you know, the cover design. So it's just a process when you're using a big publisher. But I'm so grateful to have Hay House as the publisher, because they're the world's largest publisher of inspirational books. And so that in itself was a blessing, that a door that got just opened up for me that I my lap. And so I had that time. It was perfect timing. And there was another opportunity that I looked at that I could have taken for now, but I decided not to, actually, because I know that right now my focus needs to be on the book and on doing – there's so much to do over the next month and a half, even though the book is for sale now online, but it isn't actually going to be delivered until June 9th. So there's just so much that I have to do, including having this wonderful conversation with you, Daphne, and other people like you.
Thank you. Congratulations on this amazing accomplishment, because, you know, we have been at it for a while, and we keep doing it, and we keep giving it our best. And a lot of times people ask me, oh, why do you want to be an entrepreneur? Why don't you, you know, get a real job with benefits? Mm. Even some of my relatives, they don't understand that. And it's not something that I chose. It's something that has chosen me.
I agree.
You know, it's not about me. No way it is about me. It's about doing Father's assignment. And I know, so long as I stay true to that, the rest is going to be a piece of gravy. You know, part of the reason I was up last night, one of my clients, she and I went to an event in Chicago, in California, 2 weeks ago, and she sent me a new creation. I just started working with this woman in January, and she sent me a creation of something she was working on, and I was mesmerized. Because, you know when you have that client that you give them an assignment and they go above and beyond what you told them to do?
Right.
I look on the manifestation of everything that she's doing, and I am so excited, and I can't wait for us to launch her and for the world to be to get to experience the things that she's doing. And I was like a kid in a candy store, Talia. I kept reading what she sent me, and I was going over it and all of that. And I say, you know, God, I just thank you for allowing Daphne to be the
right
person that is helping this orchid to bloom. I'm telling you. You know?
Totally. Sometimes I feel like I'm getting more out of it than the clients are, because they are so inspirational. When they start to pull things together and you start
mm-hmm.
to see them having breakthroughs and things going on in their lives, it's just so
mm-hmm.
exciting and rewarding for
mm-hmm.
me that I think I'm just as excited or more than they are. But
exactly.
That's the way it is. We're saying when you are in your purpose, when you're doing what you're supposed to do, it's so enjoyable. I had one of my mastermind partners who's a good friend too. I was doing a workshop, I believe, one Saturday, and we were talking about, oh, you know, this is how much they're paying for the workshop. And he's like, oh, I don't know if I give up my Saturday for that. And I thought about it. I said, it doesn't matter to me what day of the week
wow.
it is.
Wow. Interesting.
So if it's working, it's not working to me. I'm enjoying it. If I'm doing a workshop on a Saturday or a speaking engagement, it can be a Wednesday, a Saturday night, morning. It doesn't matter to me. I'm enjoying what I'm doing. It's my passion. And I'm feeling like I'm in my sweet spot. This is what I'm supposed to be doing, and it doesn't feel like work. So I don't feel like I'm giving
not,
up.
Yeah, it's not about the money. It's
mm-hmm,
about the
right.
life. And this
right.
is what I tell my clients. We are not going to have a money conversation when we are talking about what it is you want to do. I
mm-hmm.
don't want to hear money. Find another way of explaining to me what you want to do, because if it is about the money, you fail before you start.
Right.
Because the minute somebody does not take out their credit card or their checkbook, you're going to flip and get stressed out. But when you are excited about touching lives of individuals, touching lives of their significant others, their family members, their community, the money
mm-hmm.
is going to be chasing us.
Yeah. That is so
you know?
True. And that's what I was, I think I mentioned a little that yesterday, you know, a lot of times we spend so much time trying to kick down the doors to do what we want to
mm-hmm.
do because we have our own plan. But if we get in alignment
mm-hmm.
with our purpose and what it is that we're supposed to be doing, those doors are
mm-hmm.
going to be open for us, and all we have to do
that's
is walk
right.
through them.
That's right. And you know, Talia, the reason a lot of people are out there kicking doors is because they refuse to invest in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
there has, I don't know about out there in Chicago, but here up east, every second person you meet and you talk to them about what they do, they say, I'm a coach. I say, yes, what kind?
Mm-hmm.
And that stops them in their track because it's like a buzzword that people use. And, you know, tell me about
right.
what kind of a coaching you do, because anybody that tells you that they charge you so much for coaching, I would be running fast, because how can you say how much you're charging if you don't know what a person's needs are? You might not, you're probably not even the person to work with them.
Exactly,
you know?
And that's a lot of people don't understand. You can't be all things. I have a very focused niche, and sometimes
mm-hmm.
you have start somebody off and pass them on to the next person. My niche is life purpose, just helping people to understand how they're wired and what it
mm-hmm.
is that we're supposed to do. I have a friend who's a career coach. Her focus
mm-hmm.
is helping people to get that
figure
job
out
to
what we're supposed to be.
Right. I can help you figure out what it is that you want to do, what your life purpose is, but then I
mm-hmm.
need to pass it along to somebody else to actually help
that's
you
right.
get that particular job. You can
that's
figure
right.
out what the job is, but if you need a career coach to help you get it, if you're an executive or a higher level in an organization, you need an executive coach. There are so
mm-hmm.
many different nuances, and you're right. Just
exactly.
a general coach cannot, you can't coach everybody on everything.
Buddy, that's right.
Stay in your
that's
lane.
Right. That's right. Exactly. You know, I was having a conversation with somebody I met recently, and I asked her about what kind of a coach she was working with. And although I was speaking with her via the telephone, I could see her nose turned up. because of the way she answered me. And I'm telling her, here you are wanting to position yourself as a coach. I said to her, it's a dangerous thing you are trying to do, because you know what? You're going to be working with somebody one day, and they are going to be saying something with you that triggers something deep inside of you, and you are not going to be able to close that conversation because you have not worked on your stuff, you know? And people don't understand. I said, you know, you want to coach somebody, yet you have never been coached, and you are not receptive to working with a coach, you know?
And that is so true. Even if you are a coach, you still need a coach.
Exactly. Why people think Tiger Woods is so good at what he does?
Because
he hired the best coaches, you know?
Exactly.
I never forget this story somebody told, that wherever Tiger is, his head coach is in the suite next to him, because if that brother gets up at 2 a.m. and figure he need to practice a swing in that suite, he's going next door to the coach. And that's why he's so good at what he does.
Right. I found out that when I have a coach, I am so much more productive. I'm so much more focused. So much more accountable. I get so much more done. You know, it's not. You're right. Like you said, you don't even need to have the money conversation, because it's worth so much in productivity, focus. And you think they help to bring things out of you that you wouldn't have thought of yourself, and it just makes a world of difference. I mean, coach that I had probably 10 years ago, I'm still applying things that I learned from him.
One of my clients, I was mentioning to her the other day that I was looking for a relationship coach, because I am ready to get that part of my life ignited. And she said to me, but couldn't you do that yourself? I said, girl, you kidding me? I said, do you think that Daphne is going to allow Daphne to stretch to where she needs to go? I said, no, I am not going to be doing me. I'm engaging somebody else that is going to do me so that I can be the best me in that area. And, you know, I've hired coaches in the past where I know they end up getting more from me than I got from them. But I know that God had put me there for a reason, to help them. And
well, that's
I
and
walk
like you
away.
Said, Yeah, but
no,
if
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like you said, it's a different specialty. If you could coach yourself in relationships, you would have done it by now. You need a relationship coach. If you're in business, you need a business coach. So we can't be all things. We have to figure out what our niche is and go to somebody else to help us with the other stuff.
That's right. So, light bulb moments. Let's talk about the title and all of that. This is your second book. Yeah.
Yes, it is. And I have this really good friend who's really good at coming up with titles, and I think she helped me with the titles for both of my books. But the light bulb moment, the initial title was going to be Seeing God in Everyday Circumstances. It became, after I got so many lessons, we decided that it would be good to put a number with it, with the Hay House. So we decided to call it 75 Lessons for Everyday Living as the subtitle. And I think I told you this. I don't remember if I told you the story of how I got the book deal. I believe in, you know, I'm one of those people that feel like if you're a parent and you have a child and you're at the grocery store and your child, you get to the checkout, you know how they put all that good stuff at the checkout and kids always want the candy bar or whatever. And
I was wondering why they put it at the checkout. I didn't know that is because they want the kids to pick it up.
Exactly. Well, you know, I figure that child has a better chance of getting the candy bar if they ask for it than if they don't. So I believe in asking God for what I want. He may not always give it to me. You know, but I think I have a better chance of asking for it if I ask for it than if I don't. So I'm not shy about asking for stuff I want. So a lot of things that I've gotten in life have just, I believe, just been favor and grace because I've asked, and I've had the audacity to ask for teaching on the college level. I've been able to teach at three different schools. I asked for a radio show. I had the general manager of a radio station call me and ask me if I wanted a radio show. And, you know, if you don't have to work so hard, like I said, kick those doors down. When you ask for what you want, put it out there. As you said, God, the universe listens to your requests. And so I asked God, I said, I want the book to be published. I don't want to self-publish this time. I said, but I don't want to have to find an agent, have the agent shop it around. I said, God, I just want to be published. So my business partner, Kiela, who you had on yesterday, told me about a contest that Hay House was having, and the person who won the contest would get a book deal with Hay House. And I advanced all of that. And, you know, the second and third place people would get self-publishing contracts. And I said, God, I don't want self-publishing. I already did that. I said, I need to win the top prize. I said, I want to get the publishing contract. So I entered the contest. I found out about it in the spring. The book, I had already started Lightbulb Moments before I started Crossing the Threshold, but I never finished it. So I went back, I pulled it out, finished it. Of course, you know, I started pulling things together, which I'd had prophecies over the years. I was going to have a bestseller. It was going to be when I, you know, mixed the old and the new together. It was going to appeal to Christians and non-Christians. And so it kind of sounded like the right book. So I was pulling things together from that what I had written before. I was writing new things. Some of my newsletter articles were incorporated. And the contest ended on a Thursday night and at midnight. And I submitted my manuscript at 9 o'clock that evening. And a week later, I found out that I had made the semifinals. I thought, oh, okay, that's great. The top 30. And I said, well, maybe this is how God's going to give me my bestseller. And I asked how many people entered the contest. There were like 4,000 entries into the contest.
Oh, my heavens. And you see what the universe had you do? Let me take a breath. I want to welcome guest 122 to the show. Please call in with your questions or feedback to 646-915-8166. My honored guest is Talia Stovall. You see what happened?
Mm-hmm.
God did not want your application to be buried in the middle of those 4,000. He wanted it just on top.
You're right.
So
I didn't
that whomever was doing that would just see it right there.
Yeah, you're
what
right.
What an amazing story. What
it
an
is.
Amazing
so,
story.
Right. And so a week before the contest, I was getting kind of antsy because I was waiting to hear, you know, it was another month or so before they announced the winners. And so a minister told me, she said, you know you're a winner. You don't have to search for it. And I thought,
yeah,
oh,
you are getting antsy because that's who you are.
Exactly.
You know?
And
you know, sometimes
so,
we could spank ourselves because we don't want to let God do his thing. We still doubt in him.
Right. And so I have learned in everything. If he, you know, if he says he's doing it, he's going to do it. I need to
he's
step out of the
it,
way
God.
And try to. What was that? I'm
he's
sorry.
He's going to do it. You know,
yes.
he told me to be still a few months ago. And, man,
mm-hmm.
I was fighting. And I wasn't being still, and then he got me still because I had surgery.
Mm.
So I was in the hospital for a while, and then I came out and I said, you know something? I better be still and keep my butt still.
Right.
So
he
had to knock me on the knees to get me to be still, but now I listen and I'm obedient and following through well. You know, I know that this this testimony that you just gave is an encouragement to somebody else to tell them not to give up and keep believing in yourself and keep doing that which you're called to do. And
exactly.
Just if you're called to be a writer, just write the books and put them down. Write the books and put them down because you're going to get a call for one of them, and instead of waiting, it's going to be ready. You just need to pull it out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
And you're right.
So,
and sometimes it feels like waiting seems so long. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, like one of the stories that I talk about in the book, I'm going to share one of the light bulb moments. I have a story in there about, it's called, I can't think of the name of it right now, but it's all about, I was having a conversation I had with a friend who was making some soup, and it took her, I think, 4 days to make this soup because she kept adding things little by little. It wasn't quite right, so she'd put it in the refrigerator. She'd let it sit for another day. She'd add something else. She was letting all those seasonings come together. sometimes in life we want stuff right away. We don't want to wait for the seasonings to go through. We want, you know, we know what we want and we want it instantly, but sometimes it's better. We just have to sit tight, like you said. We got to sit back.
Not sometimes, all the time. But,
oh,
you know,
true.
We are in a microwave era where everybody wants everything like the 3 minutes popcorn.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And,
but
and you got
too much,
to let things
be. Old-fashioned kind tastes much better.
Exactly. For those of us who used to pop it in the Dutch oven, you
yeah.
know, what you're putting in the microwave cannot even add up to it.
Right.
So,
right.
I 2 days ago, I did an article for, I did for a column that I do here, and I did an article called It's Time to Press the Refresh Button.
Mm.
And I did that article because it's just April and people are already complaining
right.
about the plan that they have had in place.
Mm.
And nothing is happening and this and that and the other. I mean, come on, when your computer freeze, what do? You press the refresh button
exactly.
and it takes it back to the beginning. Why can't we do the same thing for our lives?
Yeah, because we get so hung up on what has happened in the past and our frustrations. We got to let all of that go and move forward. I'm about creating a new vision. I'm not
exactly
really as young. None of us are as young as we used to be, but I feel like I'm just starting in life. It doesn't matter what age you are. You can always create a new vision and focus on going forward, not on what happened in the past. Oh, this happened. I'm frustrated about that. Let it go. Life is too
exactly.
short. And move forward.
Because, you know, what's potential? Potential mm-hmm. is that part of you that has not been touched, has not been topped. A lot of people accomplish something and they sit on their almighty laurels because
right.
they think, oh, I have reached my potential. None of us can reach our potential because your potential is that which has not yet been touched. So you need to create a checklist so you
mm-hmm.
can start checking it off. Keep checking it off. As long as you are alive, your potential is still going.
And the beauty of it, Daphne, is that it doesn't change. Your purpose does not change.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told you yesterday when we were talking about how I got to be an author, I've known since I was 14 that I wanted to be an author. I didn't do it for decades.
That's right.
But
that's right.
That purpose was still there. That calling was still there. So if, however you're wired from the beginning is how you're wired. Just like I don't know if Kiela told you this story. She's an artist. When she was, I think she was about 7 years old, she was living.
Yeah, I remember that when I had her on 3 years
and she
ago.
Was
yep.
drawing on the walls in the apartment, and her mom recognized it. She didn't punish her. She recognized the artist in her. All of us have something in us, just like the writing
mm-hmm.
when I was a child played out. I would always write when I got passionate. Whatever it is that you are passionate about is going to play out in some aspect of your life. And I tell people, if you don't recognize it, ask people who are close to you. They can tell you what it is you do well.
Oh,
even
yeah.
if you don't.
Oh, yeah. It's not rocket
that
science.
Purpose, mm-hmm. That purpose stays with you throughout your life. So whatever it is, it's never too late to tap back into the whatever that purpose is that God has for you and live in it.
You know what I've found out over the years, Talia? The reason why people are chasing their shadows when it comes to their purpose and calling and where they're supposed to focus is because they wake up every day comparing themselves with others.
Mm.
So instead of giving energy, focus, and concentration, and why am I here, I'm looking at, oh, but Talia is doing this, and Talia is doing that, and Talia is doing the other. So before I realize, 24 hours again is gone, wasted on thinking about what you are doing instead of coining and crafting what Daphne is supposed to do.
Mm-hmm, for I know the plans I have for you. not
Lord.
Somebody else's plan. Don't try to follow somebody else's plan.
That's
get in
right.
the plan.
Stay in your lane, guys. Stay
right.
in your
right.
lane.
Right.
So let's go back to winning that contest. You were so antsy and you think that God was not going to turn up for you.
Oh,
and I want to give a virtual handshake to that pastor that whipped you back into your lane?
What
was it like receiving the call?
You know, it was interesting because it wasn't that I didn't trust God. I believed it. It was just as the time was getting close, I guess I just wanted to rush the time. I wanted to hurry up and find out. I wanted them to tell me early.
You want
you know,
to tell
you after waiting. But so I think her telling me that was just like, calm down, just wait, you'll find out soon enough. Because I was, interestingly enough, I was on the phone with a friend and I was about 9 o'clock in the morning on the day of the contest, and I was having a conversation, and he was saying, you know, well, what are you going to do? How are you going to mark, you know, what are you going to do with the book? And I said, well, I'm just going to wait and find out. I said, God promised me a bestseller. I'm going to wait and find out. If I win this contest, then, you know, I know that's how he's going to do it. And he said, well, what if you don't win? What are you going to do? I said, I'm just going to trust and wait and not make any moves until I hear what happens. So we're talking. My office phone rings at that time.
That's too
and
funny.
It was about 9:04 in the morning because I looked at the clock then, and I said, it was them calling me. And I said, okay, this is a good sign because this is the day that they announce the winners, and it's early in the morning. I said, they haven't had time to call too many people yet, so that probably means they're going to stop you. I'm answering the phone. So I pick up the phone, and it was sure enough, and they said, so do you want me to tell you or do you want to – no, she said, so have you looked at the website this morning? I said, no. She said, well, would you like to see it in print or would you like me to tell you? I said, I'd like for you to tell me. And she said, well, you're the grand prize winner. And I was like, oh,
nice.
I was happy, but I was not surprised because I know that God keeps his promises. So
exactly.
It wasn't surprised that I was happy,
exactly.
But I have to tell you, Kiela, who's the one who told me about the contest, as I said, when I called her, I think she was more excited than I was. She had to put the phone down. I could hear her screaming and jumping up and down, and that was another
beautiful.
Because there are so many people in my life, my family, my friends. I have so much support from people that have just, through the whole journey, you know, when I came out of corporate America and believed in my dream, when I self-published, you know, and all along the journey, I've had so much support from so many friends and so many family that I just know that is even more reinforcement that I know I'm doing what I'm doing.
And the reason that is happening, you are always generous to others. And this is why I tell people, you know, make a difference in somebody's life. For example, I'm telling people here, and I keep saying it sounds like I'm badgering them and everything.
Right.
You know, whatever you find that you can help to support this breakfast feeding program, you never know how you will be compensated. So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you're so right, and I want to encourage people, too. I wrote it down, the Empowering People Foundation, because you told me about that, how you're going to be feeding children in Jamaica. That's awesome, and you are so right. If we have to give, we can't, Ziglar said, if you give enough people what they want, you'll eventually get what you want. That
exactly.
is such a perfect example. We have to reach out and give to others, and I'm going to definitely make a donation to this program. And I was thinking, as you were telling that, over the years, when I was coming out of corporate America, I think I told you I'd already met George Fraser, I met Les Brown. I started working, and you said, you know, think about what you can give. I started working on events with George here. I know you were local director in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with Les Brown. He would do events here. I just was helping, and we, you know, he would allow me to speak at some of the events. I'd help coordinate. And then through some other networking, I met Mark Victor Hansen. He introduced me, you know, the chicken soup Mark Victor Hansen, and he introduced me to a Christian writer and movie maker named Jim Stovall, no relation, but the last name made him introduce me. And
he's related. You know he's related.
Somewhere down the line, we have to figure it out. He has an awesome story. That's right. But,
yeah.
And Miles Monroe, you know, we both, our friend Dr. Monroe, who's just awesome, and who we also met through George Fraser's networking. And so over the years, you just build these relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea at the time that I'm building these relationships and just getting to know people that at some point in time I was going to write a book and I was going to need ask them to endorse my book. So Les wrote the foreword for Lightbulb Moments. I have endorsements from Mark Victor Hansen, from Dr. Miles Monroe, from Jim Stovall, from George Fraser. I just know a lot of times people, when you're networking and when you're missing people, people get into things thinking about what they're going to get, and that's what your comment made me think. You can't get into something thinking, well, oh, I just met this person. What am I going to be able to get out of them? How can I?
No, you got to give. You got to give.
You get in, just how can I help you? And you know,
exactly.
Just work with them. You learn so much from working with people and supporting them. And then down the road, it just becomes obvious when something comes up and they can help you, they're happy to help you because you've built
that
relationship.
You won't have to ask. It's like, I tell you something. When I came back from Jamaica 2012, because that's how long ago that I've been called to do this. And it was a Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was after my prayer, and the voice said to me, you haven't called Dr. Monroe to tell him about the nonprofit. So I called him, and I left a voice message, and I got reply from him early in the Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And he has agreed to be the advisor for the nonprofit organization.
That's awesome.
And he said to me, just go for it. You don't have to worry about how it's going to be unfold.
Yes. Yes.
And yes, I have board of directors that have not stepped up to the plate, but I tell you, I got so blessed, Tilly. I'm going to share this story with you
mm-hmm.
and the listeners. When I decided I was going to answer the call to do the breakfast feeding program, it's by accident it happened because I was in Jamaica visiting my son, and in the middle of Montego Bay, I went to the dentist with my son, and I was standing outside of a building. I had no idea it was a church, but this young man said to me, Miss, would you like a newsletter? And I was polite, so I took it, folded it, put it in my purse. I was waiting on a ride to pick me up. When I got home and opened it, I realized it's a newsletter of a church. And I looked on it. It was surprising to Leah because they were doing services four times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this is strange. I've never seen this happening in Jamaica. So I decided I was going to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept going to the 10 o'clock service. One morning after the service, I was there waiting on my son to come and get me. The voice said to me, go to country. Country is the rural part where I was born and raised. So when Javonte came to get me, I said, Javonte, I'm going to country. He said, country, mommy? I said, yeah. I said, let's go get gas. Because we're talking about close to an hour's ride from where we are, you know? So
mm-hmm.
went there, and I decided I was going to show him the rural part where I grew up, because he had never gone there. Then I showed him that, and I decided I'm going to show him my school. So when I show him where I grew up, he said, Mommy, now I get it. All my life I've heard you talk about your humble beginnings, and now I understand what that really means. When I turn up at the school, spoke to the principal, who is a woman I knew when she was like 3 years old, and she's now the principal at the school. I said, Gwen, how is the school? She said, one problem, Miss Sweetie. And right away, Talia, the judgmental part of me kicked in, and I said, ooh, these kids on marijuana, they're smoking pot. That's what I thought. And she said to me, I said, what is it? She said, they are coming to school hungry, no breakfast.
Yeah.
Immediately
yeah.
as she said that to me, to Leah, the voice says, that's why I send you here today.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her with tears in my eyes, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm making the commitment to provide a hot breakfast for these children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I came back to Leah, and you know I have a local cable TV show. I was at the studio taping, and this person that has another show there that I did not know handed me an invitation to go to a banquet for a nonprofit that I did not know about. I went there to Leah, and in the room of about 600 and something people, I was one of three black people that was there. Not that it matters, but I want to say it because I live in Connecticut where there's not a lot of us, you know, in a section. And during dinner, I was sitting at this man's corporate table, right? During dinner, he looked at me and he said, Daphne, I don't know why, but I felt led to introduce you to X. And I said, who is that? He told me the name of the person. And I said, who is that? He said, oh, he is the director for this organization that put this event on. I said, okay. He took me over to him. He introduced me to him, and he said to him, I need you to help her because she's doing something like you are doing, not as grand, but she's setting up something in Jamaica. I need you to help her. The man took his business card out of his pocket, wrote his cell phone number on it, and told me to call him.
Wow.
This was happening Saturday night, Leah. Tuesday, I was sitting in the man's office. He spent 3.5 hours with me, giving me insight on what it is I need to do. And one of the things he said to me, I came back and I revamped the list I had. He said to me, I am an ordained minister, but he says, do not overflood your board with ministers. Because he said, majority of the ministers out there, they cannot think above $5,000. They're thinking paralyzed when it gets to $5,000.
Right.
And he took over an organization at the time. It was his 11 years there. When he took it over, it was 400 and something thousand budget. Okay? And he grew it to a staff of 25 with $2.5 million budget with no government funding.
Wow.
And
see,
said,
that's
God,
a door that you could not have opened yourself. That was God opening that. And
that was
you
God. Exactly.
3.5
exactly.
hours of his time. You could not have gotten him to do that on your own.
I could not have got that. And, you know, I can pick up the phone and I can call him. And I was sharing that because I said the board of directors that have stepped up for me to register the organization and everything, they are really not doing what they have to do. But you know what God is telling me? He said, you keep talking about it because you're going to be getting some movers and shakers on that board. And, you know, I want to put it out there. We have positions available. And with the Internet, it doesn't matter where you are because last November, I was able to get a board of director who lives in Dubai. And I met another woman at the conference who lives in Hawaii, and she's so passionate about what I'm doing and want to be in on the action. So whoever is out there and willing and want to be part of this, when we meet, we can get on Skype, and everybody's just like they're in the one room. So, you know, I just wanted to share that.
I'm going to get the link from you, and I'm going to post it on my page and include it in my newsletter, too, so help get
Thank
the word
you.
Out.
Thank you.
The problem
Thank
we
you,
have in America,
sister.
In America, we eat too much, and we've got people
That's
who
right.
don't have enough to eat, and we need to share some of that. We need to cut down
exactly.
a little bit to be on what some of we're eating and donate
exactly.
some money and let somebody else have enough to eat.
Exactly. So for those people who are who are listening, the link for the nonprofit breakfast feeding program is gofundme.com/1g4m38. So check that out. So I want you to, Leah, to just summarize and give your information where people can pre-order the book and just give some closing thoughts on how they can reach you.
Okay.
And even if you hear the time goes up, it is still recording, so you don't need to hang up, okay?
Okay. Well, they can email me, of course, at Talea@TaleaStovall.com, and they can get the spelling off your link, Talia at TaliaStovall.com. You're asking where they can get the book. Here's another exciting part of the story. The book is published worldwide. When I got copies of the book, they had listed in there that it's published in the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, India, South Africa.
Beautiful. You look at you. Go, girl. Go, Taylor. Go, Taylor.
I couldn't have done that myself. And so one day I was at home, I was working on something, and I said, let me just Google. I Googled light bulb moments and Talia Stovall. And all of a sudden, I saw these websites pop up, and I saw websites in German and French and Chinese and Japanese.
Lord, look at you.
Oh,
look at
book
God.
It's for sale all over the world. I didn't even know.
Look at God. Look at God, Talia. Look at God.
So I just was so excited. So to answer
of
your question.
Girl, you deserve it, and all that happens because of all the serving and all the gifts you have given to others.
Yeah, well, and it's God. I just give credit where kids do. So Walmart, Target, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, my website's being updated right now, TaliaStovall.com. If you see the old one, it doesn't have a video. The new one has a video, so you'll know when it's uploaded. But you can sign up for my mailing list. I have a newsletter that's called Empowered 2. I have an article every month, just something that will empower people, as well as events, live and virtual events that I'll be doing. If people want to find out any information about any of that, they can go to my website.
Beautiful.
Hopefully it'll be up sometime this week, to www.TaliaStovall.com. And they can purchase the books now, and they'll be delivered June 9th.
After the official launch.
Yes. Oh, and if you go to the website, the new website with the video, there is, if you sign the mailing list, you'll get the first, I think it says 11, but it's actually the first 12 pages of the book. You can get a free download of it, so you can check it out.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Oh, and Hay House.
Well,
it's on Hay House's website also.
Yeah. You know, well, congratulations for staying true to that which you're called to do. And it's just the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel led to ask you that, so I'm going to just put it out there. I promise God I won't be disobedient.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you are called to be on the board of directors, so
okay.
I'm just putting it out there. I'm told to ask you, so
well,
I put it out there.
Then I have to consider it, and
That's right.
What you're doing. I also love Jamaica. So I can see myself going down there with you helping people. So, I'm going to pray about that, but I think that's something we could do. I'm on a couple of boards, but this is something that's totally different it has such an immediate and direct benefit for people.
Yes,
How can you let children be hungry? You can't let children
thank
be hungry.
You.
Learn better. You know, studies have always shown if you have a good breakfast, you learn better and you're more focused for the whole day. So I'm all
about
being able to learn and grow and be who they need to be.
You know, and I look people, if they look on the page, they're going to see the little canteen. Talia, I'm going to be 67 years old December,
right?
Listen, that little canteen,
wow.
That little canteen picture you see there, right?
Uh-huh.
It's the same little canteen that I used to take my lunch in.
Wow.
Nothing has changed. The only thing that's changed, now they have a refrigerator and they have a gas stove and they put a new roof on the canteen. So my long-range goal, after I launch the breakfast feeding program, my next campaign is going to be to raise funds to build them a cafeteria. So they don't have to get their lunch and walk back to the classroom to eat it. They will be able to sit in the cafeteria, enjoy what that kind of life is. And I know God is going to give it to them.
You know, the things we take for granted,
oh.
We are so entitled. Oh. You know, we don't even think about little things like that everybody can't enjoy. And I just applaud you, Daphne, for being obedient to that calling and helping people who, you know, we don't even think about people being in circumstances like that. But it's so real for most of the world. We're just a blessed country, and we don't even recognize it for
And we just have this sense of entitlement, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We have this sense of entitlement. So, you know, I'm excited, I'm pumped. I know regardless of how much we raise, we're going to be launching this program in September. I know that there's some people already said they want to go down for the launch.
Oh,
we
I
want
go.
To go
I
down
go.
There.
Mm-hmm.
Where we can, you know, do a video that we can put up on the site and everything, but we're not going to wait to have all of those things in place. I'm asking, you know, for donation for T-shirts and everything, so everybody who goes down there, we can have that, the kids can have that, and we going to do it. I know for the next school aid that breakfast is going to be launching. So
I believe
again,
it. I believe Definitely.
I enjoy our conversation this morning. I don't know if you had as much fun as I did, but
yes, I always have so much fun talking to you, and we never know what's going to come out of the conversation. We just let it flow. We don't plan it.
Exactly.
We don't know. I don't know what questions you're going to ask, but we have such great conversation. It's been a while, but we have to talk more often. And I definitely want to go with you in September. I'm going to do whatever I can to help you with that mission. I love it.
Thank you, my sister. And we'll be talking off air, okay?
Definitely.
Thank you and continue success. You know we are here to support whatever you're doing.
Thank you so much, Daphne, for having me.
Thank you. You have a blessed day. And have a blessed Easter.
You too.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What's the plan that you have for me? The place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
My destiny.
I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord.
I'm going to see the breaking of day. It's destiny. And I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for, yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me, hallelujah, to my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change